Title: Base Note Glide Control from Scratch with Clean Routing Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drum and bass bassline that actually glides on purpose. Not the kind where everything smears and your low end turns to soup, but the kind where the subs stay solid, the mids do the movement, and you can control the vibe with one or two knobs. The big idea of this lesson is simple. In DNB, glide, also called portamento, is what makes a bassline feel like it rolls instead of steps. But the secret is that glide is not just a synth setting. It's synth behavior plus MIDI programming plus clean routing. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass instrument, a sub-layer that stays stable, a mid-layer that slides in a controlled way, and a set of macros so you can adjust glide time and tone quickly without hunting around the device panel. Let's start from a clean session. Set your tempo somewhere in that DNB pocket, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll go 174. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Rack. At the end of that track, drop a utility. This is your quick safety device for level and mono checks. And while we're building, keep your master conservative. Aim to peak around minus 6 dB FS. You want headroom while you design, because distortion and compression later will raise level fast. Now we build the routing foundation. A clean two-layer rack. Drop an instrument rack onto the bass track. Open the chain list and create two chains. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one MID. This is the main philosophy. Sub owns the subs. Mid owns the character and the glide. Let's build the SUB chain first. On the SUB chain, add operator. You can use analog if you want, but operator is perfect for a clean fundamental. Set oscillator to sine. If you want a tiny bit more harmonics, use triangle, but sine is the cleanest baseline. Set voices to 1. For now, keep glide off on the sub. We'll decide later if we want a tiny bit, but the default in DNB is stable sub. Dial the amp envelope. Attack should be basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't chop unnaturally. Sustain depends on your pattern. If you want sustained subs, keep sustain up. If you want short subs, bring sustain down and rely on decay. For this lesson, sustained is fine. After operator, add EQ8. If needed, low pass gently around 120 to 160 Hz. That keeps the sub clean and stops it from fighting your mid layer later. If your monitoring exaggerates super low stuff, you can also try a tiny notch around 30 Hz. But don't overdo it. That's very room and system dependent. After the EQ, add utility, set bass mono on, or just set width to 0% if you want strict mono. Start the gain around minus 6 dB. We'll balance properly later, but this prevents you from designing everything too hot. Cool. Sub-layer is stable and boring on purpose. That's a compliment. Now the MID chain. This is where glide lives. On the MID chain, add wavitable. Operator can do it too, but wavitable is quick and very controllable. Choose basic shapes for oscillator 1, and move between saw and square until you get a nice bite. Oscillator 2 is optional. If you use it, keep detune subtle. Also, keep unison under control. Two voices max. In DNB mids, unison can get wide and facey fast, and we're trying to keep this clean. In Wavitable's filter, choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz to start. Try around 350. Add a little filter drive, maybe 3 to 6, just to bring the mid forward. Now the key glide settings. Set voices to 1 so it's mono. Turn glide on. And set the glide mode to legato. This is crucial. Legato means it only slides when notes overlap. If notes don't overlap, you get clean retriggers with no slide. That is exactly what we want, because it means you can write glides into the pattern instead of having everything sliding all the time. Set glide time around 60 to 120 milliseconds as a starting point. We'll refine it once the MIDI is in. After wavitable, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Teacher note here, glide is pitch movement, and pitch movement becomes more audible when there are harmonics. Saturation is not just for loudness, it's literally making the glide readable on smaller speakers. After saturator, add EQ8. High pass the MID layer at around 90 to 130 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want clean routing. The sub layer owns the subs. The mid layer should not be competing down there, because that's where phase fights and low-end wobble happen. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400. If it needs presence, a gentle lift around 1 to 2 kHz can help, but be careful because that can get harsh fast. Optionally, add auto filter after EQ if you want extra motion later, but keep it subtle so the pitch glide still reads clearly. Then put a utility at the end of the MID chain. Keep width tight, maybe 0 to 40%. Start the gain around minus 10 to minus 6. Now we've got sub and mid separated. Next, we glue the overall behavior and usanity control on the rack itself, or after the rack on the track. Add gentle EQ8 if you want overall tone shaping. Then, optionally, a glue compressor for a tiny bit of control. If you use glue, go light, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. We want stability, not a flattened base pancake. Then add another utility at the end for final mono sanity. Set width to 0 to 20%. In DNB, bass should live in the center. You can get creative with stereo above, but the core should hold up in mono. Now let's make this playable. We're going to map macros so you can control glide and tone like an instrument. Open macro map on the instrument rack. Map macro 1 to wave eatables glide time on the MID chain. Set the range from about 20 milliseconds up to about 180 milliseconds. That gives you tight all the way to liquid. Map macro 2 to saturator drive on the MID chain. Range 1 to 8 dB. Map macro 3 to the SUB utility gain. Range from minus infinity up to around minus 3 dB. That way you can fade sub in and out without messing with the chain levels. Map macro 4 to the MID high pass frequency, range 80 to 160 Hz. That's your cleanliness knob. Higher means cleaner but thinner, lower means fuller but riskier. Macro 5 is optional but useful. Map it to wave eatable filter cutoff, something like 200 Hz up to 1.5 kHz. That becomes your tone and intensity control. This is one of those workflow upgrades that makes you faster and more consistent. You're not tweaking random stuff everywhere. You're controlling the bass through a few deliberate handles. Now comes the part that actually makes Legato Glide work, MIDI programming. Legato Glide only happens when notes overlap. If you're in legato mode and your notes are butted up perfectly, you will get zero glide and you'll think something is broken. Nothing's broken. Your MIDI just isn't telling the synth to slide. So create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16. Let's use an example in F minor because it's super common in DNB. Start with anchor notes on F1. Think of these as your floor. Then sprinkle in passing notes like G-sharp 1, C2, D-sharp 2 as quick little tags. Here's a pattern you can try, and don't worry about memorizing it. The point is where the overlaps happen. At the start of the bar, place F1 and hold it for an 8th note, then a short F1 hit. Then put G-sharp 1 as a 16th note, but here's the important part. Let it overlap into the next note by about 10 to 60 milliseconds. Then land back on F1 for an 8th note. Later in the bar, do a C2 tag. Overlap it, back to F1. Then a D-sharp 2 tag. Overlap it, back to F1. Now loop it and listen. Start turning macro 1. Your MID glide time. If it feels like the slide is late, pull it down. If it's not audible enough, push it up a bit. A practical coaching rule, glide time should relate to overlap length, like swing relates to grid. If your overlap is tiny, like 10 to 20 milliseconds, your glide time usually lives around 20 to 60 milliseconds. If your overlap is bigger, like 30 to 60 milliseconds, glide time can be 60 to 140 milliseconds and still feel rhythmic. And one more teacher note. If the slide sounds messy, sometimes it's not the pitch glide, it's the volume envelope. If your MID release is too long, you'll hear two notes bleeding together while the pitch is moving, and it sounds like mush. Before you blame glide, shorten the MID amp release slightly, then recheck the glide. Now, the best practice in DNB is usually, let the mid glide, keep the sub stable, because when the sub glides, your fundamental is literally bending in pitch, and that can make the whole track feel seasick, especially on big systems. So your first clean option is simple. Leave sub glide off, keep mid glide on. That's the mix-friendly default. But if you want the more advanced, super controlled setup, you can split the MIDI too. Create two MIDI tracks, one called bass SUB and one called bass MID. Put your sub instrument on the sub track and your mid instrument on the mid track. Group them into a bass group. Then make an audio track called bass bus. Route both bass tracks to the bass bus. Now you can program stable root notes on the sub track, and program overlaps only on the mid track. That's the pro routing approach because it's predictable and easy to mix. While you're working, here are two fast sanity checks that will save you from finishing an 8-bar loop and realizing it's broken. On the bass bus, temporarily add spectrum before heavy effects. Watch that the sub fundamental stays stable when the mid is sliding. And on the MID track, temporarily add a tuner so you can literally see that the slides land where they should. Once everything is behaving, disable or remove these. Also do the 15-second mono compatibility test. Put a utility on the bass bus and set width to 0%. Toggle it while the drums play. If the bass suddenly thins or the weight shifts in a weird way, you've got stereo or phase issues in the mid layer, often from unison, chorus, or widening. Tighten unison, reduce width, and keep the sub clean. If you hear clicks right where notes overlap, that's usually oscillator phase restart combined with fast pitch transitions, and distortion exaggerates it. Fix it by slightly increasing MID attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, or reduce drive a touch. Sometimes changing warp mode in wave-eatable or reducing unison also helps. Now let's talk about using Glide musically, because Glide is an arrangement tool, not a constant effect. Try this structure. In your intro or first 8 bars, keep glide time short, like 20 to 50 milliseconds. It'll feel tight and controlled. In the drop, push it to 60 to 120 milliseconds, but only as a variation, like every fourth bar or as a fill. Think call and response. Bars 1 and 2 are mostly straight. Bars 3 and 4 have 2 or 3 glides as punctuation. For jungle flavor, glide into the root right before a snare or right after a kick so it feels elastic without masking the transient. And automate it. Automate the MID glide time macro in arrangement view. Tiny changes, like plus or minus 20 milliseconds, can create motion without changing a single note. If you want a slightly more advanced performance trick, set up a two-speed glide on one macro. In the macro mapping min and max ranges, make the first half of the macro cover 20 to 60 milliseconds, and the top half jump to 90 to 180 milliseconds. Then you've got a tight gear and a liquid gear, without hunting numbers mid-flow. One more sound design bonus. If you want the glide to be more audible without messing up the low end, saturate smarter. Put an EQ before the saturator on the MID layer and high pass into the saturator around 150 to 250 HE, so the distortion focuses on upper harmonics. Then after saturation, you can restore a bit of body with a gentle bell around 200 to 500 if needed. That makes slide speak on foams while the sub stays clean. This audio version is shortened for playback.